Hi, this is Kevin.
And Ray.
And this is Scenic City Solar Radio. Thanks for joining us again today. We're going to be talking about some really cool things as always. Today we're going to start off with something a little bit different. And we're going to be talking about some things that we don't do at Scenic City Solar. We do a lot. We do a lot of home. We do commercial. We do agricultural. But some of the things we don't do are small projects like RVs. So tell us more about that, Ray.
Yeah, so we get a lot of calls about, you know, putting a solar array on their RV or some backup ancillary power for a well pump, or if they have a hunting cabin in the woods, stuff like that. When we first started in business, we were able to do smaller stuff like that because, you know, I had a smaller staff and there was less work. But as a company grows, we're not able to take on smaller jobs like that. There's almost as much man hours and labor and people that need to be involved in a 2 kilowatt system as there is as the 10 kilowatt system. So we have to sadly turn some of those customers away. But through experience and just, you know, having to buy certain products from different vendors and everything, we now have relationships with other companies that can do those things, or at least companies that can sell you a DIY, do-it-yourself type model, to where you can piece it together. We do a lot of consulting to where we can help you put that together. But something that a lot of people just don't realize is that whether you put it on your house, your cabin, or, you know, in the woods, 9 out of 10 times you still need a permit, which means that you need one line diagrams, some engineering, an electrical license to pull a permit, et cetera. And that's where we can also come in to help.
Absolutely. And we do that on a regular basis. So don't think that we're not wanting your business. We do. And we'd definitely like to give you a hand in doing those designs and helping you out with those things, because it does take an engineer. It does take the electrical side of things. And when we talk about a small project, there really is no small projects, because you've got all the electrical stuff to do. And it's not just slapping a panel on the roof. You know, like we've talked in many past episodes, you've got the wiring, you've got the inverters, potentially batteries, and all these things are something that if you don't know what you're doing, it might not hurt you, but it's not going to be easy to fix, and you're not going to figure out why your system doesn't work.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, or it might just not work correctly. This morning I was on the phone with a young lady that had bought a system on Amazon, I guess, with X amount of panels, some batteries, an inverter, all in a box, all self-contained, and wanted to know if I could install it. And I had to let her know, I'm sorry, we don't install anything that is not ours. This way we can, you know, we need to be able to warranty whatever we do. And if you buy something off of Amazon, we really can't. 9 out of 10 times that is, you know, made with very low cost material. It's not meant to last a very long time. That's why the consumer can buy something that size for a very low cost. You do get what you pay for with a good system installed with a good installer. So I had to let her know, I'm sorry, we can't really do that. So she's looking into returning it, for example. But, you know, with something like that, you buy it and you need some advice on how to install it. It's something that usually with a phone call, I can help you steer you the right way without having to charge you for a site visit or anything like that. I try to give my time freely, as well as a few people in our office that have the knowledge. But I would, as a general public statement, stay away from buying an all-in system online without consulting an engineer before you spend that money.
Absolutely. And, you know, talking about warranty stuff, we're a Generac Platinum dealer. That means we buy and sell and install a ton of Generac equipment. So when we go to do an install, if it's Generac related, we can install it, service it, do anything they want or need. If you get something that has a warranty clause that says you have to be a XYZ company installer for that manufacturer, if we don't have that, you, number one, don't get that warranty. And number two, if you do have a problem, you call them up and say, hey, XYZ company, I have this installed by these guys, and they'll immediately stop you and say, no, you don't get anything, and you're completely out, no warranty coverage, and you have to purchase everything new. And that's why we try to steer folks away from that. And, you know, as a reminder, Scenic City Solar's been around over 6 years. We've got 3 best of the best, and this is one of the reasons why, is because we do try to steer you in the right direction. We try to help folks as much as possible. So, you know, give us a call, 423-600-9500. Talk to us. We'll absolutely give you our time And it's about making you get the best and the most for your money.
Yeah, because you might end up buying something that looked great, but there's really nobody that can put it together. I've had a lot of families that have tried to put their store-bought or their online-bought solar array together and have found out that they are missing so many components. There's a lot that goes into it. You know, if you have just a solar system, it's solar panels with a lot of wire racking and mounting, like we've talked about the last few weeks. You know, then you have an inverter that has to somehow feed your main panel with the power that it produces. Now you add a battery in it, there's so many more components. And unless you are electrically minded or a licensed electrician or have installed solar before, the diagram you get in the box might look easy to read, but putting it together safely, compliantly, is a totally different thing.
Yeah, and the big word you just use is compliant. And, you know, you do have to follow those electrical rules. And again, it goes back to safety. You know, this is, it looks like it's cool and easy to install, but really it can be kind of difficult the more components you have. And when you talk about things like safety and compliance with the electrical code, if you're not an electrician, you don't even know what size wires to use. And, you know, talk to us a little bit, Ray, what would happen if you had too much power going through too small of a wire?
There's a lot that can happen. Best case is your breaker trips. Worst case is your house burns down, literally. There's only so much power that can go over a certain size wire, even down to the matrix of the wire. What kind of coating is it? Is it copper? Is it aluminum? Is it stranded, solid? Is it a triple wire, you know, two hots and a ground? There's a lot that can go with it, a lot of ways that can cause issues. The battery cable, you know, the wire gauge on your battery cable is super important so that it can actually handle the amperage and the voltage. It has to be rated for heat. Solar wire has to be rated for UV because it usually sits on the roof exposed for 20 to 30 years.
Yeah, let's talk about that. When you know, a lot of folks don't realize there's indoor and outdoor types of wiring that they're rated for what they can handle with that sun. You know, the sun not only hits the solar panel, it may hit that wire that's exposed, and then it's got heat, and then it's got wear and tear. And then the other thing that we've seen is when the wires aren't correctly attached to the panels and they start rubbing on the roof.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot that can happen with there, just from wires being barely connected, slow sparks. You know, you can get shortage or shorts, sparks on a roof. Depending on what your roof matrix is or material is, it can cause big issues. We've seen literally people putting wire into their inverter in these do-it-yourself systems, putting the wire into their inverter without tightening the lug to keep that wire snug. And, you know, it'll run for a little bit until it arcs and causes a small fire or a short in that inverter. And there goes your warranty right away.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we hit that pretty hard of if you don't install it right, your warranty is not going to be there. That's why we do all of our systems. We install it. We take care of it. We maintain it. And we're here for the long run. We're not here to just sell you something and walk away. You know, we've been here in Chattanooga. Scenic City Solar is going to stay here. So what else you got with that?
Yeah, so there, Kevin was touching earlier on, you know, we do a lot of Generac systems. So to touch on, you know, that manufacturer, Generac is one of many manufacturers that we actually use. So Generac, for example, has their own battery system, their own optimizers. That's what helps produce power from your solar panels. And it has its own inverter, its own monitoring. So if there's ever an issue, you have one phone call. Okay. We also do SMA, Solar Edge, Sol Arc, Enphase. These are all names of manufacturers of solar inverters. They all have their own battery components. They all, most of them can actually use other batteries, not even their own manufacturer. Generac is really the main one that is proprietary. They only use their battery system. Whereas with Sol Arc is an inverter that takes solar, inverts it to AC power for your home. It can also take just about any battery manufacturer in the world, add it to your solar, and now you'll be able to charge your battery with your solar from that one inverter. There are a few other inverters on the market like that, like Ames, AIMS. These are things for you to research. If you're looking into solar, look into a few of the different manufacturers of inverters because they all potentially can do different things. SolARK, for example, that's S-O-L space A-R-K, is a hybrid inverter that can be used for off-grid, on-grid, or hybrid with a battery. You can add a generator to it. There's a lot you can do with this one inverter. Whereas a SolarEdge inverter, again, a different, totally different manufacturer, most of their inverters are not battery compliant or
compatible.
There you go. Thank you, Kevin.
That's what I'm
are not for. Battery compatible. So with those, you would have to have a different battery system that would couple with your power in a totally different way. So researching a couple of these inverter manufacturers, you'll find probably some answers to some questions you're looking for. Which system would even work for me? If you're looking for a battery system, there's some inverters that you just wouldn't even want to Google.
Absolutely. And, you know, this goes back and ties everything together from today. When we first started talking about having something small for a motorhome or an RV or a garage-only kind of thing where you're just going to run a little bit, it's extremely important that you get the right inverter. And, you know, what's the only way to find out if you're getting the right thing? Call us, 423-600-9500, Scenic City Solar. Join us online, sceniccitysolar.com. And hey, if you like what we're talking about today, go back, go to our webpage, go on the far right of the tabs and hit radio show, and we've got them all cataloged. You can listen to all the old shows, get all the good information. So to kind of wind things up and tie it all together in a nice little package for you, we do the big stuff, but we'll help you with the little things. And we're all about making sure you get the right thing. And that is absolutely the most important. You know, get on the line, check out all these different things, look at all the different manufacturers and find out the differences. Go do your own education. You know, one of the other things you can do is we do have Camping World, big camping places that have RVs that are preset for solar or pre-wired for solar. They're the experts in that. They can tell you what their systems will run. And that's exactly what you're talking about. If you have an older RV, you also would have to look at what type of appliances are in it and how much power they use. Because as we've talked many times about the difference in an older model of anything, whether it's a stove, a microwave, a TV even, how much power an old versus a new can be.
Well, even speaking on that too, there's maybe about 10 years ago was when it really kicked off was the electric hot water heater. Okay, everybody wanted these electric hot water heaters, instant hot water on demand, super efficient, will lower your bills by blah, blah, blah. So those are the single worst things for solar. And I'll explain why. Is the moment they turn on, they're using anywhere from a small water heater is a 10 kilowatt to 24 kilowatt of instant power
what?
On your main panel.
He has 24 kilowatts?
24. We have one gentleman in Cleveland that has three of those, you know, three hot water heaters. Big home. But his power bill's crazy. You know, these hot water heaters, they're not running forever unless you take a 30-minute hot shower. So with that being said, if you take a 30-minute hot shower with a 24 kilowatt hour hot water heater, you're using 12 kilowatt in that 1 hour. Okay, so that's where, you know, going back to a couple episodes ago and, you know, even with this one, if you're looking into buying a home, or if you're looking into building a home and you want to add solar to it and you want to be efficient, the use of a different fuel source for your heat would be great, like propane or natural gas or something like that. But you really want to have a conversation with a company like us, Scenic City Solar, 423-600-9500, to make sure that you have even just the right appliances down to your well pump.
Absolutely. You know what? Catch us online. Unfortunately, today we're going to be out of time. If you like what we're talking about, you can always go to sceniccitysolar.com, look at our old episodes. And as always, what do you say, Ray?
Have a great day.